Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I just recorded a video for you about how you can help the animals in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. And I am a little flustered because I was going through the hurricane and mainly tornadoes. I've spoken about that in my previous videos today. So I'm actually doing a little pre-introduction to the video that's about to come because I realized that I stumbled over a couple of things. So first of all, let me just share with you that this is called Big Dog Ranch Rescue, BDDR.org. I will have a link for you. I'm going to talk about this in the video. And the other thing that I want to talk to you about in the video is about this video that I'm going to share with you right here from Blue Ridge Farms. Let me share with you a little of the devastation. I'm not sure if I can get this any bigger. Well, this is an area that has horses. It is where people would go to have weddings. It was a whole event location in Jupiter Farms, Florida, and was completely devastated by the tornado. The animals are fine. And later, I'm going to share with you an interview with the young woman who is the owner of this facility. But the point that I forgot to make that I wanted to make about her whole situation is that the community came out to help her. She didn't have FEMA. She had individuals with their tractors that were coming out, people that wanted to help. I forgot to make that point at the end of the video. That was the biggest point that I wanted to make, which is that individuals helping each other is so heartwarming. And in these horrible disasters that we are faced with and that we experience, I always like to focus on who is helping. And I am so lucky that I have friends in this community that look out for each other. We were texting each other all through the late night with these 100 and something hurricane tornado warnings. I covered this in previous videos about a tornado going right down the street of one of my friends, and her neighbor's house ended up in her front yard. Luckily, there were no fatalities in that neighborhood. There were about 5 fatalities in a retirement community. Unfortunately, these individuals were living in mobile homes and they are just not built to withstand the hurricanes. So as far as I understand it, the animal rescue groups that I'm going to share with you in this video, all of the animals are fine, but because their property has been devastated, their dwellings, their buildings, this is an area where you can donate. So I just wanted to give you a pre-introduction to the video, because after I filmed it, I realized I had missed the most important point, which is we don't always need FEMA. Certainly in the larger disasters where local people can't step up, churches, community groups, your own city, then your own county, then your state. If they all run out of resources and money and personnel, then we turn to the federal government. So I'm grateful for all of you asking me how I'm doing. And stay tuned and we'll get the next part of the video up and running. Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've got my little paw print here and we're going to talk about saving animals in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene and Milton. I've done a couple of previous videos for you. In fact, I'd love for you to go to my Instagram channel, The Healthy American Peggy Hall, where I have footage from eyewitnesses, my friends that took footage of what happened around the area here, East Florida. Yes, I'm on the eastern coast of Florida currently, still live in California part-time. I've been telling you about this coast-to-coast recently because we needed literally to get a breath of fresh air outside of the hostility and the anxiety and the oppression and the dangers that I was facing actually in the state of California. So I am grateful that I'm here, grateful that I'm safe. The animals that I'm about to share with you are safe as well, but these are rescue groups that I would like for you to know about because I support them and many of you are asking me as well. So right here, this is called Furry Friends Ranch. It's in a place called Palm City, which is the kind of central east part of Florida. Furry Friends Ranch. Pastor David and I have actually been there, and this is so sad. It says Welcome Center. We actually were inside this building some time ago, not during the tornado. And this is tornado damage that happened right before Milton made its way across the state. And this here is their website that you can go to. It is furryfriendsadoption.org. I have donated to them. They need now really millions of dollars to rebuild. So on their Facebook page, they've got a video, and you can, we'll just do a little bit of this destruction here. It's just so sad. Luckily, the animals were safe. They were taken out of the kennels. There is another location that they have in a sister city. I guess they're just playing this on a loop, but there was more damage than they're just showing there. So if you are interested in helping those animals, that is what I would recommend. Now, another place that I want to share with you. Now, this is another one called Big and Small Dog Ranch Rescue, BDRR.org. And what they are doing is they are actually helping the animals in Helene, in the aftermath of Helene. So they are doing a supply drive. They are filling up their bus and they are taking supplies. And then they are also taking animals back down to Florida so that they can be sheltered during this time. So they are asking for people to foster and to adopt and to help. And so this is quite an amazing, it's the largest cage-free, no-kill dog rescue in the United States. I have been there. I've been there several times. And if we do get a little puppy dog, maybe not a puppy, but if we do get a dog, it most likely will come from Big Dog Ranch Rescue or from Furry Friends. So this is incredible. I will leave a link for you where you can watch the video. They've got hundreds and hundreds of dogs that are well cared for. They are not in typical types of dog runs. They are in what they call pods. They have access to the outside and water and playing. And there are wonderful staff members there and volunteers. So these are all nonprofits, Big and Small Dog Ranch Rescue. And there also is the Furry Friends Animal Rescue. I will have those links for you in the description box of this video. And I will also summarize it for you over at my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. My heart and prayers always go to those who are suffering. And I do want to share with you one other heartwarming story that has to do with animals as well.
Through yesterday, and we're standing next to, if you can see, just pan out for 1 second. This is Blue Ridge Farms, a place known here in the area for helping horses, training horses, beloved by the community. You are the owner, correct?
I'm the owner, yes.
And tell me, how are you recovering today? This seems to be a group effort right here.
The whole community came together. We've had like 20 different businesses come and give us help, like different landscapers. I mean, from the ground up helped us, like landscaping for Vita Landscape. I mean, there's so many people, Pila Motorsports. There's a ton of companies that just came and saw what happened yesterday and messaged me like, hey, we'll be here tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. And they came with machinery. I mean, if you're here like an hour ago, there's probably like 20 machines, excavator, like every single thing, like set here.
And while we continue to talk to you, I'm going to have my photographer, Khalil, kind of pan this damage because I actually live in this area. I videotaped the tornado yesterday. Quite scary, and I'm sure it was for you. What was your reaction? Were you here when it happened?
I was here when it happened. And so I got the warning on my phone, and I went outside to look at the sky, obviously. And I look up, and there's like a trash bag super high up, like, and
it didn't look right.
It didn't look right. At first, I thought it was a bird. I was like, wait, that's a trash bag, and that's a box flying 1,000 feet up. And my mom and dad were inside the house. My mom's on oxygen. And I ran back inside. I'm like, Mom, Dad, get in the bathroom. I have two dogs. I grabbed them by their collars. They're freaking out with the pressure.
Everybody was uninjured.
No one was injured. We went into the bathroom. Like, everyone's told. And we just went into the shower, and my mom was crying, and my dad was like holding me, and I was holding them, and I have a pit bull and I have a melon ball, and they're both like, you know, in my side, like howling, like they were, and the dogs were like looking at the ceiling, the roof was going boom, 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 and nothing happened in my house. And I went outside, complete devastation of like everything I worked hard for. But then I ran to the side of the house and I looked at the horses. They're not even touched. I mean, that's just like we're spared, you know, like God saved us, you know.
Very emotional. We are up against a commercial break. We're going to get back with you just after this.
All right, friends, I really appreciate you reaching out to me and through the grace of God, we are fine. I appreciate you being on board as Healthy Americans. And stick with me, because tomorrow I'm going to be sharing with you some information, not about hurricanes, not about weather. I'm going to be sharing with you your story. But tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit more about uplifting topics, since it's Friday and we are closing out the week. And I'd like to kind of close out the week on a brighter note. And I look forward to seeing you very soon.